And I'm going to bring Director Tom Kirschman up. I know we've got to take on a couple of resolutions, and then we'll move into our license sales reports.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm going to have Liz or Karina put it up there on the screen for you to see. The first resolution, I think, is 24-23, if my memory serves me right. I'm jumping way ahead of you two, aren't I? Putting the pressure on them a little bit. Commissioners, we're just going to place it up on the screen as we don't have hard copies that are going through this. So I'll hit a couple of the main points. And then if you want a hard copy, we can always mail one out to you if that's your desire. But so 24-23 is in respect to the conversation you had around the mandatory check-in. There's a couple of whereas that start about the middle of there of that resolution where it talks about we're currently developing that electronic system that will also result in real-time harvest reporting. Mentions in there that right now our big game seasons, we do not subsample. We send a notification to 100% of those license holders for big game asking for the submission of that harvest report questionnaire. And then their last one there just talks about some of that conversation we had about the mandatory reporting requirement with penalties, removing the ability to submit future application, talking about that jeopardizing from a customer service and relationship standpoint as well, some of those conversations. So if that will fit the overall general approach of your conversation today, we would ask that you approve 24-23.
Moved by Commissioner Cole, seconded by Commissioner White. Any comments or questions regarding the motion to adopt resolution 24-23?
I can follow up.
Commissioner White?
Thank you, Commissioner White here. I can follow up with the content of what is here. It gives us working time to develop what we can see as a process going forward. Even the other process wasn't going to be able to be implemented until 2025. So this is going to give us the opportunity to work through the process and provide something that looks like will give us the type of information that we can use for the future. Thank you.
Yep.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner White. All those in favor of adopting resolution 24-23, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, that resolution is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next resolution would be 24-24. That one is in respect to the conversation from the petition in about paddlefish fishing down there on the Missouri River. There we go. Thank you, Karina. Again, towards the bottom there, a couple of things about the comments, the conversation we had that I shared with you. This is a paddlefish fishery below Gavin's Point on the Missouri River. It is jointly managed between the two states. Those agreements that Commissioner Cull talked about as well of that opportunity, folks from Nebraska and folks from South Dakota having that ability to fish in those same waters because of the boundary water. I also talked a little bit about some of those, the concept of moving up to Highway 50 bridge downstream to the confluence of the Missouri River. Again, would not allow those folks with Nebraska license to go up into that inland water, essentially, because it's no longer part of the boundary water. And then some of the safety issues in respect to parking on Highway 50 bridge and even some of that navigation depending on water levels at the mouth of the James River. And so again, between safety issues and working collaboratively with the state of Nebraska and a boundary water was the reason for denial, and would ask for your adoption of 24-24 for that conversation.
Very good. Any questions, comments?
Move to adopt.
Move to adopt by Commissioner Whitmire.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Teal. Any comments on that motion? All those in favor of adopting resolution 24-24, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, the resolution is adopted. Thank you, sir.